More than 5,000 protesters came out on Sunday for a march on climate justice, a march for a clean energy revolution. They traveled from throughout the United States, from California, from New York, to Philadelphia in advance of the Democratic National Convention. They all came to ban fracking, to call for a tax on carbon, and to oppose the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. At the head of the march, the Ramapo Lenape Nation. Vincent Nan with the Ramapo Lenape Nation says it's very important to be at this march.
It's important for us to bring attention. Hopefully this will happen with the Democratic Convention going to be here, that we bring attention to banning fracking and to bring renewable and clean energy sources, as well as bringing environmental justice to Native Americans and their tribes throughout this country. So it's our hope that by being a part of this, by being the host nation, that this will be something that's heard and resonated throughout North America. You know, really protect the water, and if we can't protect the water, then there'll be none of us here.
Elijah is with Freedom Water Watch. He lives in Pennsylvania in old coal country.
The reason why we're out here marching is because for decades we've been telling people that we need to stop burning fossil fuels. And because we haven't, we're out here marching today in 98 degree weather, sweating, experiencing the full effects of that climate change.
Pennsylvania has been a sort of ground zero for fracking. Lou Hanschuer lives in Butler County, Pennsylvania, where there are 321 fracked wells with 57 violations.
Our sign is for Marcellus Outreach Butler. We're an educational group informing the residents of Butler County of the dangers of fracking. We've been in existence now for 6 years, and we're not that effective because we're fracked. You know, it was almost like we were indigenous people that were invaded by a foreign country. They've raped our land and left us without water.
Without water.
Without water. My water's been poisoned by the fracking. I can't prove it. So I'm up the proverbial creek without a paddle. So, I'm asking my government, what's my recourse? You know, there's supposed to be impact fees in Pennsylvania. My township's impact fees went to build a new building, but didn't help my impact.
Since 2009, Landschuer says his community has been divided between those who are making money from the fracking and those who have been harmed.
And the ones that have been harmed have all lawyered up, and the ones that have, like, settled are usually settled with gag provisions. We have, like, school-age children that can't talk about what happened to them because of a gag order imposed by the courts, by the fracking industry.
Landschuer wants the Dems to take a stand to ban fracking. And that's what Alyssa Figueroa with Breast Center Action wants done. She's with the health contingent of the march.
We know the energy sources we choose to run the country affect our health. There's a bunch of toxic chemicals used in fracking and other drilling processes that get in our water, our air, and ultimately our bodies and cause things like breast cancer, and that's why we're here today.
And some of the chemicals being used are secret, aren't they?
They are. And so it's even scarier that the ones that we do know of, 25% are linked to cancer and a whole host of other health problems. And so we know that, and that's just the chemicals we know of. And then there's a whole bunch that we don't. So we need to come out here and tell our elected leaders to start protecting public health.
Besides a ban on fracking, the health contingent wants to stop dirty energy sources and make sure that there's environmental justice for all.
Because right now, people of color and low-income communities are the people that bear a disproportionate burden of the effects of fracking. And so we want nobody to bear a disproportionate burden.
Sam from Baltimore is at the climate march to show opposition to the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He holds a colorful banner which says, "Burn it down," a reference to Bernie Sanders.
He's the man. I don't know that we can, as Americans, get anything that we want done accomplished in politics until we get the money out. And that's what Bernie is for. And when it comes down to it, my personal opinion is I won't support any candidate that is pro TPP. So I guess I'm left with Jill Stein.
Shut it down!
Hide your fracking!
Shut it down!
The whole damn system!
Shut it down!
The whole damn system!
The March for a Clean Energy Revolution in Philly sent a clear message that people will come out to fight for a green energy future, for renewable energy, to oppose the TPP, and to keep fossil fuels in the ground. Linda Perry, WBAI News, Pacifica Radio, Philadelphia.